You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. President Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs continue to worry Michigan companies, particularly those whose supply chains stretch to China. Companies like auto supplier Lucerne International, based in Auburn Hills. Its CEO, Mary Buchsiger, is in Washington today. She's testifying before the U.S. Trade Representative, expressing her deep concerns with the Trump steel and aluminum tariffs on China. Mary Buchsiger is with us now. Mary, tell us what your company makes and how connected you are with operations in Asia.
So Lucerne is a supplier of cast, forged, and stamped components and assemblies for automotive and heavy truck industries. We've been doing business with China. We've had partnerships now in China since 2005, and we've grown our business there significantly over the last several years.
And your recent editorial in Crane's Detroit Business is very clear. You say the supply chain, that means thousands of American jobs in billions of American dollars, I'm quoting you here, are at risk because of the president's steel tariffs. Why is that?
Most of the products that we make, are covered under one HTS code in this proposed tariff. Essentially, that will cost my business around $7.5 million annually in additional tariffs. These tariffs aren't a tariff on Chinese companies. They're a tariff on American companies that import Chinese goods. So I don't think people really understand the full impact. It's not the Chinese companies paying it. It's American companies paying it. I don't have an additional $7.5 million laying around annually, nor do we have that kind of margins. We are in automotive.
Well, you say, Mary, that you don't think people understand that. Is it your fear the president does not understand that?
Exactly. I'm not so sure that the administration understands that these tariffs are actually paid by American companies. And on top of that, the actual economic impact that it will have beyond just the businesses that are affected by it. It'll have an impact on the entire community. Even if we could afford those tariffs, it would suck up more of our profit. We wouldn't be able to reinvest back into our business like we've been doing for the last 10 years to be able to grow our business and create more American jobs. It not only could really cripple our business, but it could really stifle the growth patterns for quite a few different American companies.
You describe yourself in your Crane's editorial, and I'll quote you here, a voter who supports President Trump's campaign to level U.S. trade imbalances. But you say what the president is doing with tariffs on China has you, in your words, angry and scared. With that in mind, I'd like your thoughts, Mary, about the president's tweet of 2 days ago on May 13th. And here is his tweet. President Xi of China and I are working together to give massive Chinese phone company ZTE a way to get back into business fast. Too many jobs in China lost. And about the same time, a report in the Huffington Post finds the Chinese government okayed a $500 million into a Trump project in Indonesia. And 72 hours later, the president tweeted out and ordered this bailout for ZTE. Does any of that cause you to question the president?
You know, it's a little bit alarming and a little confusing, for sure. I'm hoping that the bits and pieces of what the media picks up, it's actually deeper and there's some good explanation behind it. You know, especially the part about Chinese jobs. We definitely want to focus and worry about American jobs. So it is frustrating, especially in the midst of everything that's happening, yes.
Mary, what do you hope will come out of your testimony today?
I really hope that the members of the Trade Commission hear us and understand us and hear the deep impact that these tariffs are going to have, not just on my business, but on really the entire American economy, on how it's going to have a deep impact on small U.S. businesses, medium-sized, you know, a big range of businesses, and how we need a different execution path. So I completely agree with we do need to make some changes, but we need time to figure these things out. We can't react on the drop of a dime. We can't turn things around that fast, and we need time to make changes.
In fact, to that point, Mary, when do you need some kind of a firm picture, a firm decision before you have to start making changes at your company?
Yesterday. Really? That's probably the most frustrating part about this tariff is when it was announced, you know, it gave us a date where we had to submit our request to testify, a date where we had to submit our testimony, a date where we can submit rebuttal. But there is no date listed on when they're going to make a decision, when the proposed tariffs would take effect. And that's really frustrating as a business owner because I can't plan for the future. We're going through a very large growth pattern, which we're really excited about. We're creating more jobs in our community, bring more opportunities to the people that work for us and dedicate themselves to us. And we've had to slow everything down, not only for these tariffs, but there's so much uncertainty around the other trade agreements, around NAFTA, around the other tariff, the steel and aluminum 232. So it's concerning as a business owner that we just don't have certainty for the future to plan around. And I'm hoping that the administration listens to not just my industry, the automotive industry, but several other industries that are chiming in saying, hey, we need some kind of stability to be able to grow our businesses.
Mary Buchsager, CEO of auto supply company Lucerne International, based in Auburn Hills. Mary, thank you for speaking with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.